Hello there, this is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Welcome to the Sith List.
And here we go.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy.
I know this is hard for you, but winter is coming.
I can bring you in warm, or I can bring you in cold.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am the danger.
Avengers!
Assemble.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Who's scruffy looking?
Less. Might wanna buckle up, baby.
Close. Smash you.
King Kong.
Hey guys, you ever seen that really old movie, Empire Strikes Back?
And of course, Randy.
Change? Yep. Big change.
They've got your weekend geek covered. And you? You're on the set list.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number 382 of the Sith List. I am one of your six hosts tonight. Yes, we have six. So excited. I'm Raj Lashahi, and my co-pilots this evening, the young, the restless, the bearded one, Mr. Carlos.
Boo Arguello.
The man we call Crunch Crunch, back in the house. We had a fun time last week, shooting the shit. Mr. Les Gonzalez, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Enjoying myself.
I'm enjoying you. Enjoy yourself. Well, that didn't sound good. King Tom Chansky, king of all pods. What is up?
Hey, yo.
Let's go. This is going to be a good one. This is really going to be a good one. Randy, I was just excited to have all you guys here. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's like being hammered without being hammered. Randy, how you doing, bud?
Jeez, you just dropping some hits right now. I'm doing great, man. I'm ready to hear Eric's theme song.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? We did the year 2011. Boo picked that year for our Patreon, and there were some bangers that year. And speaking of bangers,
the man we call El Hombre.
Eric Struthers. What's up, buddy?
Buddy, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for holding down the fort last week.
Yeah, no problem at all. I know it was Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble day. Let me put this up for all our great graphics department did this one for our Patreon people that are watching. For people that aren't watching, oh, shit. Oh, did this thing. Oh, that was a technical issue there. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Remember when I said this is going to be a great episode? Just knocked off my mic. Mm-hmm. That's good. How's everybody else doing? Boo, how you doing while I fix this thing?
I'm doing good. Missed you guys on the pre-Thanksgiving episode, but I'm doing good. Doing good. Thanksgiving was good. Had a good time. Friends, family, food, a lot of football. My Packers won on Thanksgiving, so that was nice. That was a great way to start it. Yeah.
It's fun to have teams that you like that win games.
Yeah. They're the few that have won this season or this year. Yeah. So it's nice to have a little bit of glimmer of hope. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. Glad you enjoyed this turkey gobble gobble day. Les, how you doing? You're laughing over there. What are you laughing about?
I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to dive in, but yeah, it's great to have teams that win. Anyways, doing great. Yeah.
Okay, with minimal offense. Yeah. Yeah. With a suffocating defense, Les. I don't want to talk to you about football right now.
All right. We just lost four listeners. We're talking about football.
Right. Every time I feel like I'm like, oh, hey, people are like just dripping away. I'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah. Speaking of dripping.
I love your sports.
We do love our sports. Randy's seen us get into some real crazy arguments too. I remember Noah mm-hmm. was here. Remember Noah and the guys were here, and then we got into like this heated debate, and Randy thought me and Noah were gonna like fight each other. I said, No, we're just talking sports, man.
That's not what happens.
But no, I remember someone else who was there. I think it was what's his face? he was getting very amped.
Oh, yes. He was getting pretty amped. That's right. He was.
And I was just talking to him and being devil's advocate.
Oh, yeah. You were just pissing him off more. That's right. Yeah. Talking shit. Or then you were here for New Year's Eve talking shit on like for the Dodgers or something. Or the Angels. You were talking shit on the Angels, right? With me and Daniel.
Oh, was
that? Pissed us off and you were hammered. Yeah. You're like, I don't really know.
Yeah, I was totally wasted that night. I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, exactly. King Tom, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty okay. It's a non-chemo week, so I'm feeling good. Although, earlier today, I got an alert from Spectrum that they're going to be doing some random 15-minute line maintenance at some point between midnight and 6 a.m. Glad they narrowed that down there. So if I suddenly disappear, that's because I'm not able to avoid the Spectrum hammer.
You'll be back somewhere between midnight and 6 a.m.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back between 12:15 and 6:15.
That's okay. Right. At least we got you just this much. It's all we're playing with house money right now.
Yep.
So we're good. Right. I think Eric said something, but he's muted, and we didn't hear him, but I think it would have been really good.
No, I wasn't muted. I was just mumbling out of my breath.
Sorry. Yeah.
Spectrum Eric's waiting for that Spectrum to cut me off right now.
Yeah.
Right. Eric, I appreciate you making the effort of being here too, because I know you're tired.
Buddy, I feel bad whining about it. What with things, the people who have real
problems. Right. I know. Earlier I said, I'm tired, man. I just got back from Maui, and then King Tom's dropping chemo. I was like, oh, I sound like an asshole.
Yeah. It's just enjoy your life and don't worry about complaining because we all got stuff.
Well, it's one of those things where you realize not that long ago, I was playing some Red Dead with my good buddy, Dave Strutt, friend of the show.
Strutt. And
we were talking about how just like 2 years ago, we would stay up until 3 a.m. several nights in a row and then still go to work the next day. And now if I did it once, I'd have to take a week off work just to recover. You know, it's like, how does that happen so quickly?
Right. Remember last week, I was talking to Les, I think, about my Vegas trip, because I went to Vegas before I went to Maui. And then I had like two white Russians and a Miller fucking banquet, right? A Coors banquet or some shit. I felt like I fucking did coke and drank for fucking 10 days the next day. I was so fucking hungover, and I'm so worried because we're going to Vegas in January.
Yeah.
And I am worried now. Yeah, well, we're going to go hard, but I don't know. We're going to drink 3 beers and have a white Russian. So
Every day I'm struggling.
Shout out to you, Daniel Lopez. Every day I'm struggling. I'm glad everybody's here. I'm glad everybody's doing good. Eric, I'm glad you're here. Boo, King Tom, Les, Randy. We're going to have a great, fun show. It might be a quick one. There's not a lot going on. A lot of Star Wars stuff that we talked about, Les and I, last week. That's what she said. We're going to dive into that because I want to get your guys' takes into it. Everything, but I do want to tell you. Well, let's go over box office first, and then we'll get into things that we watched because I did watch some stuff.
Here's Johnny.
I know it was you, Fredo.
Box office for this week, Thanksgiving week, I think this was. We got The Hunger Games rule Thanksgiving weekend. Meanwhile, The Marvels isn't looking so marvelous. Rotten Tomatoes, nice wordplay. Napoleon exceeds some expectations and Wish fizzles for Disney. Ooh, not good for Disney. So what do we got here? We got The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, 3-day cube here, 42 million 5-day. So it's at $100 million domestically. I think it's close to $200 million worldwide. So it's doing its thing. Napoleon, we got 20.4 3-day, 32.5 5-day. So we're at $32 million. Wish, 19.5, 31.7. And then Trolls, Band Together, still doing its thing, $64 million. And so there is your top five. Anybody watch anything cool? I watched some cool stuff. And Boo's going to be happy, I think. And Eric's going to be happy with stuff that I watched. Anybody watch anything?
Yeah. I watched... go ahead.
No. Go on. I said, what'd you get? What'd you watch?
Oh, there's a new show on Showtime with Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone.
That's the one I was telling you about.
Done by the Safdie brothers.
How is it?
It's interesting.
Ah, I knew it.
I'm not going to say it's good yet, but it definitely has a point of view and it's interesting to watch.
Is it like what Nathan does or is it?
No, it's more like what Safdie does, but with Nathan's kind of
quirkiness,
awkwardness.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not like it's an actual like fiction.
Okay. It's an actual fiction. Okay. Gotcha.
It's about like white gentrification. It's pretty fucking interesting.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'm down. I saw that. I told you guys. I said, they think you guys are going to like this. I don't know much about it.
It's fucking.
I've been watching Upload still. I'm on like in the middle of season two. So still really, really, really enjoying it. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. It has heart.
Yeah, it definitely does. That's the one thing. Like it has like a good, like optimistic kind of tone to it, mm-hmm. even though they deal with some pretty like dystopian kind of ideas.
Right.
Cool. I watched for the first time Across the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
Dude, that movie is a freaking banger, dude.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it.
It's so freaking good, dude. It's freaking good.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, I'm stoked. I know it's on Netflix too right now. Anybody can watch it.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for that. That's cool. Okay. Anybody else? King Tom?
I watched the new... It's the first episode of the new season of Doctor Who, and it's also the 60th anniversary, and huge for a number of reasons. First, Disney Plus has distribution rights to new episodes in the U.S., so the episodes are all available there. They brought back this guy named Russell T. Davis as the writer showrunner. He was the one who restarted the show almost 20 years ago.
With Tennant?
He's the one who...
Tennant didn't start off, but he brought Tennant on board.
Okay.
The other thing is Tennant is back as the Doctor.
Oh, for shit.
A few episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until the new one, until the next actor takes over in like 4 or 5 episodes, there was a scheduling thing. So I think that, they brought back Tennant. They brought back, and I'm drawing a blank on her name right now. She's the English woman in The Office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Catherine Tate. Right. Yes. She was one of his companions, and they just have great chemistry. They brought her back too, and it was very well done. It told a really good story. It had a lot of representation. You can already see the guys wearing the Ray-Bans in their cars, making YouTube videos, crying and whining about it. So, I thought that, I'm not in any of the represented groups, but I feel like the people who are very happy about it. And, my thing about Doctor Who, I love the show. I love the character, but the episodes, sometimes they can just be a drag to watch. Because it's we're going here, big speech. There's a lot of talking, and there is action. But these episodes are an hour long, and they could probably be a lot shorter. This episode felt like it moved from beginning to end. So I don't know that every episode this season is going to be like that, but it's a good sign, a good way to start off.
I saw.
Is it more in the vibe of like the Tenet stuff from back then, like that kind of like campy, like pulpy sci-fi?
A little bit. It definitely feels like, the same people are in charge, but at the same time, the production is a lot better than it was back then.
Mm.
Right. Yeah.
I saw a clip on YouTube of when Matt Smith was the Doctor, and it was about Van Gogh, and he brings Van Gogh back to show him what people think about his art.
Yeah, it was.
That was a fucking really emotional scene.
This show has some very emotional moments. Ever since they brought it back, really. And this episode, because they did something where when Catherine Tate and David Tennant left the show, I think it was back in 2009 or 2010. They did, they did a mechanism where, she can never remember the Doctor or she'll die. And it was just very, like, they put them back together and she started to remember and you think she's going to die. And there was a lot of emotional stuff in this episode. But, they wrote their way out of it. I bought it. I was fine with it. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
The reason that horn's going off is because we've never, I don't think, talked about Doctor Who on the show. We rarely do. And so for people that have been asking for it, mm-hmm. there it is. King Tom, well done.
Thanks.
Yeah. Eric, you watch anything?
No, just rewatching The Office and rewatching Always Sunny. Man, Always Sunny, once it hits like the more recent seasons, it's not the same show as it was when it started. Still
kinda
good.
Like The Office. Kind of like The Office a little bit at the end.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you a second. Boo, anything?
Yeah, I know you guys talked about it last week, but over the Thanksgiving holiday thing, saw The Killer.
I still haven't seen it. Shit.
The movie on Netflix. It's good.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
It's good. It's not great, but it's good. It's interesting. The level of tension, level and tension in those movies and stuff like that, you always feel uncomfortable. I don't know.
It's Fincher's trademark.
Man. Yeah, exactly. Like I don't know how he does it. It just, you never feel at ease with anything that's going on, or just, you know, just with dialogue and stuff like that. So I don't know why it hadn't hit me before with David Fincher's movie. I don't know why it was this one that where I'm like, God, I feel tense. I feel uneasy.
Seven's like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know why it didn't. There's been more tension.
Gone Girl was like that too. Man, fuck. Yeah. Mm.
Gone Girl. I can't watch that again. Yeah. So it was good. Yeah. And then we also started Suits.
It's doing really well on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of the bigger sticking points during the strikes. For how much people have watched it. It's a good show. It's one of those where you don't need to be locked in. You can have it on the TV
background.
Everyone's in background. You know, you could be on your phone a little bit, but you're still, you know, knowing what's going on. So yeah, so I like it. I like it. It's good. And there's 8 seasons, so that's nice. You know, there's plenty of show to go.
Right. Cool. Right on, man.
Have you watched that Godzilla Apple show yet?
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, yeah. I started it. Yeah. I still need to watch episode 3. I still need to watch episode 3, but I started. Yeah. It's good. It's done really well. The characters, you actually care about them. You actually care about them. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
And Goodman's in it?
Right at the beginning. I'm not sure if he's in more of the episodes, but right at the beginning, he is. Yes.
All right. The production value, it looks insane.
It looks great. It's one of those where you're like, okay, they actually care what they're doing, and it fits and everything. And it gives you more of a grasp of what's going on and why, kind of thing, inside the monster verse. So yeah. Right. So it's good. If you're into Godzilla or anything like that, you should be watching it anyway. But yeah.
Am I still the only one who's seen the Marvels?
Yes. Yes. We got 2. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Give us your take on it, Les.
It was fun. It was very fun.
Okay.
All right. The post credit scene, very, very good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what
very,
King Tom said.
Very, very good.
You should just watch that.
Amazing, in fact. Like, just absolutely amazing.
I don't know if that's the direction.
Only thing I know about the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the direction they're going, but it was just good to have him acknowledge it.
I mean,
yes.
If we want to play the game like we do here, that could be a way to bring those X-Men into, you know, for Deadpool to kill them.
Yeah.
Because if it's Deadpool kills the Fox universe, then that her using her photon powers can get, you know, open a portal, possibly. They've come in with her.
All right. I mean, I love the Fox X-Men, and I love that they're being acknowledged at the same time. I think they need to let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool if, you know, they come back and then Deadpool annihilates him. He's like,
yes.
Are you guys saying that we're gonna see a Fox X-Men on screen in this post-credit scene? Is that what you guys are saying right now? Oh my God! Okay, don't tell me which one. That's crazy.
No. And someone you Araj probably wouldn't recognize.
Okay, I wouldn't recognize. Okay, no. All right. So I'm a fake fan. Okay, I got it.
Sorry, Eric.
No, did I tell you Amanda and Stella went to go see it?
Oh,
okay. They had a blast watching it.
Yes,
very fun. It's a very fun movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is what they should
check it out.
Exactly. And you know what? Kamala Khan's family and her, they steal the movie, in my opinion. Well, her energy
they were great.
It's just amazing.
That's what I'm asking, Tom. Does she steal the show? Like, she seems to me that her presence steals the show. So I'm glad you said that.
And then someone else shows up.
Who? Just spoil the
show. They're putting a team together.
Totally forget about that.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's great. It's perfect who the person is. You're just like, all right, it's happening. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So she does sing.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, I wasn't that far off.
Okay. She does have a pop career. She does have a career as a pop singer.
Oh, I wonder if Selena Gomez.
Be interesting. Dark hair.
You're almost on target.
You're almost there, Rod. Okay. You're almost there, man.
All right. That age bracket. Miley?
You're very cold. You're very close, man. Okay. You're very close. All right. You're so damn close, dude. Okay. I'm glad you liked the King Tom. Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so what I saw, because I was on a plane from coming back from Maui last night, and I got to see John Wick 4. Does anybody you've seen it? Okay.
The best one. The best one, in my opinion.
It was pretty fucking awesome.
Hmm.
I mean, well, let me state this. The movie is almost 3 hours. And then an hour into it, because Lorena was sitting in front of me, I was with Malik. I lean over and I told her, I said, I think I just watched in an hour about 2,000 people die by John Wick's gunfire. And I said, and it was ridiculous how much death there was. And there was no reason for it. So I was like, I hope that this movie can just chill for a second so we can get a story and like have Keanu maybe say 3 words. Well, it kind of did, but is it Donnie Yen that was in it?
Donnie Yen. Yeah.
Fucking talk about stealing the show. He was so great in it, man. What a badass. What a badass, slick, amazing character they brought into this thing. And I have some questions at the end. I mean, I'm going to spoil it because if you haven't seen it, you're not going to watch it, evidently.
It's on a plane, yeah.
Yeah, it's on a plane. Great song by Nirvana. So he dies at the end, allegedly. Allegedly. Okay, so that's what it's ambiguous again. Okay. But you know what I love about these movies that I notice? Amazingly enough, I noticed on my laptop, because I was watching on my laptop, it's a spectacle in cinematography. Every scene is this beautiful looking building, beautiful looking background. It's raining, the lighting. It's just it's like a massive production, and it's just so cool looking. And the choreography that Reeves has to go through, I can't imagine it because he does his own stunts. I can't imagine the shit that they have to learn to put this thing together. It was done really well, and it was a beautiful movie. Like, it was visually a beautiful movie. But there is an excess amount of like unnecessary deaths, like 30 minutes of it. Like, why do you have to make this 3 hours of like, you could have cut out 1,500 deaths and you still would have had 10,000 deaths. Like, we get it. He knows how to shoot people. But other than that, it was great. And Eric, you're going to be happy because while I was packing, Lorena puts on Miss America, I think, Taylor Swift documentary.
Miss America.
Miss Americana. And man, whole new light. I see her in a whole different light, man. Mm-hmm. She is a badass, man. And I still don't know 95% of her songs, but who she is as a person, if that is what she is, fucking awesome, man. She's cool as shit. She's cool with me now.
What's wild to me is, you know, for people who have their opinions, and I get it, but like, if you watch this, you'll see where, like, even as a grown woman, her parents are really steering a lot of what she's doing, because she became a business entity when she was 15 years old and signed herself away in ways that,
she's only just now getting control of, and people want to act like, well, Taylor Swift, and look, once you're contractually obligated to things, you're stuck, and you see this multi-millionaire get little ladied and stuff like that a whole bunch by the people right. that are working for her. But she, you know, and it's a real eye opener, man. And
You're right, Eric. That's what surprised me the most, is what they were talking kind of down on her, her team. Mm-hmm. I was telling Lorena, like, fuck, dude, just tell them to shut the fuck up. You're Taylor Swift.
Well, and what's wild is that, you know, she's got more money than she knows what to do with. A lot of her ultra savvy moves are more about who comes after her. You know, I'm meaning who's next. Like, I'm fine, but for the artist who doesn't get this, they're getting ripped off.
Yeah,
this is for them, you know.
And the politics too were super cool, man. I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, she did.
She did a great job in that. So yeah, it was very cool. So I got to watch those two things. One while I was packing in Maui, getting home. And oh, and guys, man, I will say this, that's the devastation in Lahaina in Maui is so crazy. It looked like, I was telling the guys earlier, it looked like an atomic bomb hit certain areas, and they're struggling over there. There's encampments and on the sand of homeless people that are homeless now, because majority of the people that lived in Lahaina, their homes were generational. Right. So there was no mortgages. So by law in Hawaii, if you don't have a mortgage, you don't need insurance. So they couldn't, a lot of those homes didn't have insurance. So they don't have anything left. There's one bedroom homes that have 24 people living in them, in and out of them, because there's nowhere to go. So the devastation is real. And just because they don't talk about it on the news doesn't mean it's not happening. It's still legitimately really bad over there. And I know that a lot of people say, well, tourists don't go because blah, 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 blah. They need tourism there and they need help. So
if you're
thinking about going to Hawaii, if you're thinking about going to Hawaii, go to Maui. They need the help. And people are working at those hotels, at those resorts, playing music, working at coffee shops and bars. They need people there or they're not going to have any work at all. So, but great. That was a great... great intro. I missed you guys. Haven't had you guys in a while. I know Steel's probably because the intro is so long. Steel's coming on soon, I think. We talked to, he's in Australia, I believe. But when he comes back, I think we're going to have him on so we can say hello to him. Say hello to him. I'm going to start the Star Wars stuff because Eric had to bounce real quick. But I wanted to get your takes on some of this stuff. So let's put on some Thrawn.
Greetings. This is Grand Admiral Thrawn aboard the ISS Chimera. You are currently listening to the Sith List. I know a great deal about you because of this artistic choice. May warrior's fortune smile upon your efforts.
All right, so last week we talked about a few things, Les and I, and there's a lot of news that came up. King Tom, Randy, Boo. Les and I talked about the shakeup, kind of is what they're calling it, with Filoni taking over as chief creative officer. And Les and I thought this was fantastic news, not because Kathleen Kennedy is shit or something. I love Kathleen Kennedy. I love everything she's done for Star Wars. I just think that if you're going to pick somebody, Dave Filoni is the guy to do it. If you're going to pick somebody to guide your storytelling in Star Wars, why not George Lucas's protege? So Eric's back. And so Eric, I wanted to get you guys' take on all this craziness.
You know, I guess ultimately I wasn't shocked when Filoni was named chief creative officer. Of all the people, like of all the players that we're aware of right now, I think he's the obvious choice. I think that if anybody is going to do a good job with it, it'll be him. I feel like his heart's in the right place. I don't feel like he's going to be beholden to like the noisemakers we better make sure insert YouTube channel name here's happy, we can't have them bitching. But he's also not gonna be, he's not gonna take chances what am I trying to say? He's not going to, hey, here's what I'll do. I'll fan the flames of this thing on purpose just because I can. I think he's going to make good Star Wars in the way he sees fit, and it will fall how it falls. That's what I suspect he'll be about. He's got a lot of reverence for it. He's been in it a long time. He's really grown as a creative. And you know what? More power to him, man. And he also seems like the kind dude plainly likes to get high, man. Mm-hmm. But he seems like the kind who won't play over his head. He'll get help when he needs help, kind of thing. He'll mm-hmm. get the. I just think he's a great choice for it.
Yeah. I mean, who better, really, other than George Lucas himself, right?
Right.
Who better? Yeah. Do you guys want to jump in, King Tom?
Yeah. Actually, I'd rather have Dave than George Lucas at this point.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm not Dave's biggest fan.
I'll take.
That doesn't mean that I'm not a Dave fan. I just, you know, I'm not in total love with everything he does. And I think there are times that he's like, this is my character, so I'm going to tell the story and ignore everything else that's been written about him. So I do have a little bit of issues, but at the same time, I think, like Eric said, he's a student of Star Wars. He loves Star Wars. He's going to do what's right for Star Wars. And he knows how to tell the stories that George started telling when George started making the saga. I think that this position, you know, he's not going to be doing everything. He's going to be guiding stories along, which I think is a great role for him. He'll have input. He's going to be like the story group, but in an individual form. So I think this is something that will help Star Wars overall, and he's probably one of the better people they could have picked to do it.
Yeah. Agreed.
You guys probably noticed there when King Tom was talking about Filoni, he just calls him Dave. The hardcore fans just call him Dave.
Just like Dave Matthews.
If you've been in the audience when he's been drunk and high, you can call him Dave.
There you go, King Tom. And
or high.
That's right. Bingo. Man, he was so hammered.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it, man. I was a little jealous. Like, why am I not that hammered at this point?
Dude, it was like
9 a.m.
It was why like 8:30 in the morning, man. Come on.
Yeah. That's true. That is true.
My kid. Somehow we got on the subject of like that I don't drink, and I don't even remember how. It was very organic. My son, he's 9, and I'm telling him, yeah, I just, you know, I quit drinking because I couldn't control my impulses. You know, and he goes, you should try telling that to mom.
Oh.
He drinks like one glass of wine every 3 days. You know, it's like, right. God, kids are just brutal, man. Dang.
I text Randy, Lorena and I, because Hawaii is 2 hours behind, right? So we wake up. We take the kids out and we do a 2 mile walk along the beach every single morning. And then we crack some beers open and we start walking with beers. And I looked at my watch and it was 8 a.m. Cause we, you know, my body was thinking it was, well, 10 o'clock still pretty bad.
Yeah. My body was like,
yeah.
Yeah. You're not helping yourself.
Yeah. I'm not helping myself. All right.
I thought it was lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad. Go ahead.
It was maybe a mimosa, maybe a little,
no, it was
a little early for it, but it's just a full beer. Yeah.
It was just Bud Lights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's just water anyway. You're just hydrating. Oh.
So, did you talk about the Rey movie already?
We did last week, and we're talking about how happy we are. And with the fact that she said it's going to be different, she wasn't expecting how it's going to be. I thought that was rad.
Yeah. I'm excited about that, and the fact that she's excited about it or seemingly excited about it, I think is good news.
Is that the Mangold film?
No,
it's not. Oh, okay, even better.
I can't remember which one his is supposed to be. It isn't it
the old,
yeah.
Old,
oh, okay,
yeah, possibly the origins of the Jedi kind of thing, right?
Right.
Well, speaking of origins of the Jedi, one of the things Filoni talked about was Bail and Skull and what they were going to do with that character. You know, obviously it's the same thing that everybody's saying. It's like, it's just a shame that the actor that portrayed him passed away, because where they landed his story is so interesting. And of course, what Dave didn't do is give us any answers, because honestly, I don't think they're 100% sure what they're going to do.
He did say there's a story there, though.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And then I think what he means by that is just that plainly there's a story.
Yeah. We still know what we're going to do.
And they just like, I don't think that they know what their plan is, but it does. It is a shame. The more you think about it, it's just, it's rough, man, to the realities of that for an actor to come in and just nail it so hard.
Yeah.
And
right.
Role that he was seemingly excited about playing. And have so many people enjoy his performance. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they'll do what they'll do. That's
Good call. You guys check out the King Tom sent us, and I've been holding off. You know how we do those 80s trailers? And we had one for Ahsoka that was phenomenal. There's one, they've made one, the same guys did, and I'll get you the name in a second. They made one for Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I guess people were like clamoring to get one. So I think we should watch it together if you haven't seen it yet. And for the people that have not and want to visually see it. Have you seen it?
I think it's Randy? The Oral Knots.
The Oral Knots. That's who it is. Yeah. The Oral Knots. So look up The Oral Knots on YouTube and check out their page. They're great. So here it is. In stereo, we're available. God, that made it look like not a great show, you know, watching it that way. But I thought it was pretty funny. And the song was great. Ah, wow.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Little bit of news about the Knights of the Old Republic game remake.
Yeah.
It looked like it was in trouble. One video game reporter whose name I can't recall because I'm not that into that whole scene, had mentioned that it was dead in the water because the companies behind it. Anyway, there was kind of a shakeup, but Jason Schreier's the name that anybody who's into the like video game news is probably familiar with, that there are people that say at Saber Interactive that yes, they're still working on it. That's all they know. Like when it might come out, who knows?
Or how many people are actually working on it.
Right. I mean, it's maybe just the two.
Yeah. It might.
You know, if you're champing at the bit for this, I'd probably put my focuses elsewhere for a while.
All right.
But, yeah. You know, I know a lot of people love that game.
Yeah. I wonder if Mangold's going to be that kind of film. It's possible.
I don't know.
I don't either. I wish I did.
No one knows.
If I knew, I wouldn't be one of Boo's insiders. That's for sure.
King Tom. Only the best.
King Tom, have you? How's that book come along, man? The High Republic one.
Oh,
one you probably read in 3 days. Yeah,
I read it. Yeah, it was really good. I read it the day it came out. It was very quick read.
Don't spoil it for me.
Yeah, don't spoil
it. I'm almost done with it.
I'm not.
The Eye of Darkness?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't like the other stuff I've read by this guy, but I really dug this.
Oh, cool. Right on.
So I took a chance. I've notably been a not an audiobook guy, but I decided to listen to this audiobook. First of all,
Mark Thompson,
the talent that goes into doing something like this is pretty amazing. The sound effects get in the way sometimes, especially like cricket noises and stuff. Thank God that you can speed it up, because like to me, listening to it at normal speed is intolerable.
Oh, what do you do at 1.5 or what?
1.5. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could go to 1.75 probably and still be pretty comfortable, but
I listened to it at 3 and just really quick. It's awesome.
In the morning. Kidding.
Yeah. When I'm drinking a beer in the morning, 3 levels me off. Yeah, I don't like a lot of sound effects, man. Yeah. It's just shit.
The irony is palpable, yeah.
But yeah, there's just some sections where like there's...
Fuck off. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
I shouldn't have talked over the I love you part.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Where there's like crickets, they're outdoors, and it's just right on the edge of maddening. I have to just crush the treble down.
Especially at 1.5. Can you imagine? Yeah.
It's more just the pitch of it than anything, but anyhow.
If you do it at 3, it just goes like somebody's flatlining.
Kind of like this gag.
Oh, yes.
I don't have anything else, man.
I thank God, because, you know, I would have kept going. But I appreciate it. Appreciate all of you. Boo, you want to finish this up with before Boo, you jump in there. Can somebody tell me what's going on with Hall & Oates, guys? Like, are they like, there's fighting going on.
They hate each other.
They're suing each other?
Well, yeah. I'm reading. Yeah.
Like a restraining order or something.
Daryl Hall accuses John Oates of the ultimate partnership betrayal and plan to sell stakes in the business. And I think they put a gag order for Daryl Hall not to be able to sing any songs from Hall & Oates. He went out there the next day, pulled the Trump. He fucking sang every Hall & Oates song from fucking the first album to the end. He's like, fuck this, Oates, with your mustache. Get out of here. Nobody knows you. And then on YouTube, I see Oates is out there playing Hall & Oates songs. And he didn't sing any of these fucking songs. Well, he sang a couple. But Hall & Oates, it's a shitty world when Hall & Oates is in fucking infight, dude. Not cool.
I can't go for that.
I can't either, bro.
Oh.
I think Oates has a rich girl that wants money. I mean, that's all I can think of. I can't think of anything else. No can do, King Tom. No can do. All right, Boo. Hold on. Let me get some bits. By the way, I watched with Malik Super Pets League of Pets so that I kibble my bits. I saw the movie. He's very cute. Very cute.
Bits, it better be bits.
Oh, yeah, it's bits, Mike. It's bits, I tell you. It's bits. It's bits.
I just kibbled my bits.
We missed that.
Did it hit as much in the movie as it does for the show here?
It's not in the movie, by the way. He says something totally different when he hits the ground. I think they've used like multiple takes. They let Kevin Hart just go off. It was in a preview, but it never made the cutting room floor.
Bummer.
I was pretty pissed. Yeah. But I'm glad we have it. It's like a director's cut. If you want to hear that part, you have to listen to the Sith List.
No, there's a problem right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see you working your boo bits right now, trying to compile them all.
Yeah, there really isn't much. And I had some. I don't know where they went. You're
struggling right now. I'm glad Roger's talking about the fucking movie and the dog. Because I saw it in your eyes like, fuck. You can just make things up like you normally do.
I usually do, but I usually have it already like made up. Made up, ready to go. Well, I don't know. Well, speaking of stuff that's made up, I guess.
There we go.
Black Mirror has been renewed for a season 7.
Very good show.
No offense to the creators of Black Mirror saying that it's made up, but thank God it is, because it's some scary shit in there.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Yeah.
So the Walking Dead universe has been an interesting one. I think it's strong, but it's not as strong as it used to be, kind of thing. And people are wondering, what are they doing? When are they going to end it? There's supposed to be like 3 movies, stuff like that. That has kind of gone to the wayside or got quieter. But the one thing that they are doing is the Rick and Michonne show, the Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live.
That's going to be a show now, not a movie?
It's going to be a show. It's going to be a show. It's going to be a series, and it premieres on AMC on February 25th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So should have been Valentine's Day.
Oh, they should just bring Rick back.
Right.
And just have The Walking Dead.
With like, Rick.
Just.
They should just reboot when he left and have him not leave.
Yes, exactly.
He's totally right. Like, why shoot yourself in the foot like this? Just call it The Walking Dead again.
Yeah, just bring both of them back and be like,
Daryl back from fucking Paris. Just,
let's get the band back together and just run with it.
And admit that you fucked the show up after Rick left. Admit you fucked the show up and just redo all those episodes with the new showrunner, with the original guys that are supposed to be in the movie.
You know, we got to go that far. I mean, they can't get any worse. So just bring them back. Call it the show. Make the same show you were just going to make. Just call it The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's still the Walking Dead. It's
still The Walking Dead, man.
Yeah. And bring Pedro Pascal, too.
Okay. Why not? Get him in everything. Why not? Let's get him there. Let's get him.
I would love to see both of those guys kicking ass.
Just let them go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the other shows that are getting renewed or adding, the Harley Quinn show, the animated one on Max that hasn't been
people love that
canceled
show.
Or shelved or anything like that. So that's nice to know. I just talked about Suits, just started watching it. The writer says that there's be a Suits spinoff show with the same energy, but it's going to be take place in Los Angeles during the same time frame as the original show.
Same time frame, Suits universe.
Yes, the
Suitiverse.
The Suitiverse. Here you go. I was like the Suitsiverse. Well, I was like, no, that's better, Randy. Suitiverse.
The Suitiverse. Yeah.
Thank you.
Interesting.
And then Netflix has raised their prices recently. Great, cool, bound to happen. Awesome, whatever. They've also included in that price raise. There you go. Included in that price raise. We've heard them talk about them being. Or them getting into the streaming video game industry kind of thing, kind of like a Stadia business and stuff like that.
Interesting.
So Netflix is going to have Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, and San Andreas all playable on Netflix December 14th without it doesn't specifically say what subscription that you have. But they'll all be playable on December 14th. I think that's pretty cool. If anybody hasn't played those games, I don't know why you have it. Go for it.
I played San Andreas. It was cool.
Oh, yeah. Vice City's great. Grand Theft Auto's great. San Andreas is probably still one or two for me. It flip-flops with GTA 5.
What city are they doing the new one in?
There's Florida. Rumors
Miami.
Vice City.
Florida.
Miami.
Miami, Florida. Okay.
And speaking of that, they're supposed to, you guys have talked about this already. Their Rockstar's like anniversary is in December. I think it's their 25 year or some kind of year anniversary. And they're going to debut GTA 6, whatever that's called, next month. So everybody's excited for that. That should blow some minds.
Speaking of Rockstar, real quick, is the things making the rounds again that Red Dead Redemption 3 announced. It's not. It hasn't been. They keep referring back to this thing from like last year that the dude says there's just certain properties that will always keep going. And he mentions obviously GTA and Red Dead, but there's no indication that there's a Red Dead 3 coming out on the horizon at any measurable time soon, which is a bit of a bummer. I would love that, but yeah, it's all just up in the air. But the articles, boy, they come out and the titles sure look good, but then when you read it, you're like, oh, okay, I see, we're back to this one quote again from this thing from last year sometime. But I mean,
he also talked about The Walking Dead.
I don't know why they won't just bring Arthur and John back. I mean,
I feel bad for those Walking Dead. Those Walking Dead writers, you gotta like pad out their stories. Like, yeah, here we go. Just making up any kind of bullshit. At least the Rockstar they can look to like conspiracy
what
theories.
What a fall from grace, though, right? Like the Walking Dead, we talk about a lot. It was one of the great shows when it was out.
Powerhouse.
And when it was a powerhouse. It was like Game of Thrones. Like we changed our Vegas trips to come home early on Sunday to be home for fucking Walking Dead and Game of Thrones. Like, you know, and then just
those first like
about it anymore.
I'm not sure if we, I feel like we've had this conversation recently, but the seasons where Shane is on, like Sean Bernthal or whatever his name is.
Shane Bernthal,
like,
yeah.
Those were better. Yeah, they were better than the book in a lot of ways.
No. Shane's brother. No, Shane was in it too. He was one of the
zombies. Shane was the name of the character.
Yes.
The name of the character.
Frank Castle. Shane Castle Bernthal.
Frank Castle was in it too.
But like those first couple seasons were better than the book. Like,
yes.
Like it was really, really good stuff. And it just never gets back to that.
No. But it all the way up to Negan. Where you guessed who he's going to kill. It was phenomenal up to there. It wasn't as good those first couple seasons. You're right. But right when Rick left, it was just, I mean, it went down south in a hurry.
I think, right. That first episode of that season with Negan, I think it was all downhill after that.
It was downhill from after that.
Because they just didn't, they just spent so much time just like with Negan walking around the town, like, I'm tough. And everyone's like, ooh, he's scary. And they did that for a whole season and nothing happened.
Skinny ass with a leather jacket and fucking.
Yeah, he's going to be scared of those hips. Let's be honest. Yeah, he's going to be scared of those hips.
He looked like he had like hip operation with the way he walked in them. Like his walking style was weird.
Mm-hmm. Right? No one's afraid of those hips, man.
No, not even Maggie.
Not even
Glenn, Maggie. Glenn was for a second, though. I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
Nope, that's all I got. Not much going on, folks. Not much.
Hey, it's all good. All right. Well, I think that wraps it up. Anybody want to talk about it? Eric really doesn't want to leave yet, I think. I think Eric wants to stay on for a while.
You want to talk more about The Walking Dead, I think.
I do, please.
He looked like one of the walkers for a second.
Dude, I'm feeling beat up, man.
I'm just glad you're here, bro.
I'm glad to be here. I didn't want to miss.
Yeah. Well, guys, Boo, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at the Sith List Boo.
King Tom Chesky, King of All Pods, where can people find you?
Occasionally find me on podcasts on Patreon for our friends at Steel Wars and Blue Harvest, and on Blue Sky and Twitter at Tom Chansky, where I'll be celebrating how I beat Spectrum tonight.
Hell yes. You made it through it. That's awesome. By the way, Haas, congrats, bro.
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
Congratulations. Yes. We love you, Haas, and congratulations. It's phenomenal. For the people that don't know, Haas has something to be congratulated about. I don't know if you said it in this podcast, so I don't want to throw it out there. Has he talked about it?
He put it up on Twitter.
Well, there it is. Hey, guys, Haas is a homeowner. A beautiful house.
On Twitter.
Go on Twitter. Check it out. It's beautiful. So, yes. Boo, where can people find you, buddy? Did you already do that?
I did.
Yes. Okay, well. Les just looks up and says, no. Les, where can people find you?
Did it. You can find me on Twitter at LesMore78 on this awesome podcast and on our YouTube channel.
Randy, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube, the Sith List YouTube page. We do reactions.
We still have
shows.
One.
We did one.
We still have one.
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we still have a YouTube page.
I got... We do. I got a comment yesterday. People are still watching. And for our Ghostbusters one, and said, can you please at least put the link for the trailer so I don't have to watch it in a small box? I'm going to pause this right here so I can reply to this.
So
if you're watching it for the first time with
the small box,
usually small boxes are very popular, but not with our
surprised, honestly.
Hey, I agree.
If you could see Eric's face, it's so worth it.
He is so tired that's still, he's just like the disappointment. He's like, I'm just too tired to be disappointed.
Dude, it's like whenever I very first went on Prozac way back in the day, and it causes a certain performance issue where it's like, imagine you're running a race, right? And you see the finish line, except there's people holding the tape you're going to break through, and they're running away from you at almost the exact same speed that you're running. I'm like, oh, there's the end of the show. Here it comes. Just dig deep and hold on.
And then, that was Randy's fault for the witty small box.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, it was. But
for the person that did send that comment, I would hope and pray that you watched the trailer first on like your device and then watched our reaction to it. So that's why it was in a small box. So there's that. Eric, did I go to you, Aaron?
You did not.
Eric, where can people find you other than your bed sleeping?
You know what? Check out my other podcast, Dinner with the Healers, the Blue Podcast, to be with my family. And look for me streaming on Twitch, trying to get back into it. Twitch.tv/mousebat227.
Guys, you can find me at The Sith List, and I promise you we'll be doing more videos on YouTube reactions. Things are coming out, so we're really excited about that. Walking Dead is what we're going to be doing, evidently. But other than that, everything else, catch us right here for episode number 383 of The Sith List.
It's like the ultimate cover song singer.
Yeah, she's really good at everything she covers.
Yeah.
You just can't put her in a small box.
Unless that's your thing.
Unless that's your thing. Correct.
Great stuff.